I'd like to talk to you a little about Rosh Chodesh. It's one of those topics that doesn't get touched on too often. Yom Tovim, we talk about Rosh Chodesh, we don't talk about. So let's talk about it. I want to begin with a technical yediyah. Yesterday we said Hallel for Rosh Chodesh. And today we said Hallel and Musaf for Rosh Chodesh. And the question is, why there are 2 days Rosh Chodesh? It's funny, we grow up and every year we have 6, sometimes 7 months of two Rosh Chodeshim. And I think most people don't have a clue, why do we have 2 days Rosh Chodesh? Anybody have any idea? Why do we have 2 days Rosh Chodesh some months and not the other months? Which one, Rosh Chodesh should be the first day of Chodesh, not the 30th day of Chodesh. So a lot of people assume it's Sfeika D'Yayma. A lot of people assume it's Sfeika D'Yayma. There is one, the G'dayli Achrayinu, who says such a thing. But it can't be Sfeika D'Yayma, because Sfeika D'Yayma, there should be 2 days Rosh Chodesh every month. Just like every Pesach and every Shavuos and every Sukkot, we have a day of Sfeika D'Yayma. We should also have Sfeika D'Yayma. Does anybody know when did this thing start, 2 days Rosh Chodesh? When did it begin? When the Chumash doesn't say anything about 2 days Rosh Chodesh. The Beis Hamidrash Shebo Karban is 2 days. Rosh Chodesh, some not, right? What?
Started with
Hillel. Started with Hillel. So you don't learn Navi enough. In Navi, we find two straight days Rosh Chodesh. Where?
In the middle, right? Yonis and Shalom.
Oh, very good. You're still ahead of most people. See, you're guilty, you forgot. Most people didn't forget. In the Haftarah of Macha Chodesh, there's a... David tells Yonison that, your father's out to get me. And Yonison says, nah, it can't be. So he says, we'll see, we'll try, but as soon as Rosh Chodesh, David's not going. And we'll see what it'll be. So the pasuk says beferish, there was a sudas Rosh Chodesh, and David wasn't there. The next day they had again a sudas Rosh Chodesh, and again David wasn't there. So Shaul said, one day he's not there, maybe it was Tameh. 2 days he's not here. Why isn't he here? So already in the time of before the Beis Hamikdash, in the time of David and Shaul, they already had 2 days Rosh Chodesh. They already had 2 days Rosh Chodesh. So there must be something inherent in 2 days Rosh Chodesh. In Chumash, it doesn't sound like they brought Karbanis 2 days, but there was such a thing as 2 days Rosh Chodesh. And only that, after it starts, V'yaymala Yaynesin Machar Chodesh. Yaynesin said, tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh. How do you know tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh? Rosh Chodesh depends if Edom come and say Edus on the Milut. How do you know tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh? Maybe it was standing on the 30th day, so they know tomorrow has to be the first. But they weren't. They were standing on the 29th day, because the next day was the 30th, and the day after was the first. So how did he tell them Machar Chodesh? How do you know tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh? So this whole thing is a Pella, because we live with 2 days Rosh Chodesh all the time, and we're really not familiar with why we have the 2 days Rosh Chodesh. So I'll tell you the truth, I don't know the original makor of it, but I know what the Rambam said. The Rambam explains it, and the Rambam in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh says the following. He says the day of the Mailid is always Rosh Chodesh, whether it's the Aleph L'Chodesh, not Aleph L'Chodesh. The day of the Mailid is the day that the new month begins. Now, some months, the day of the Mailid is not the first day of the next month, for various reasons, for calculation reasons. So, Aleph L'Chodesh, we also celebrate Rosh Chodesh, because the Ma'aseh is Rosh Chodesh, the beginning of the month. But the Rambam says that Rosh Chodesh, the day of the Mailid, is always Rosh Chodesh. And the Aleph L'Chodesh is always Rosh Chodesh. When they're the same, so it's one. And when they're not the same, so it ends up being two. Now, how that plays itself out exactly with the karbonis of Rosh Chodesh, which certainly they only brought on Aleph, I don't know. But this is what it says in Rambam. And whatever the explanation is, that's Lamaisa, that's what it says in Rambam. That's why they have 2 days of Rosh Chodesh, one for the day of the Maalid, and one for the first of the Chodesh. And that's the way the calendar is permanently set.
It always works that every other month is not.
It averages out that way, but that doesn't always work that way. Sometimes Kislev and Teves, you could have consecutive months. This year it's going to be 3 months straight. Hanukkah has 2 days or Shaydish. Okay. So this year, that means a very long year. It's an extra day besides the extra month. Okay. So anyway, it averages out to be every other month, but it's not every other month because it could be a day or two more, and that's the way the calendar is set. Now the question is what the meaning of Rosh Chodesh is. Everything that we have as a Yom Tov commemorates something. It commemorates Yetzias Mitzrayim, Matan Torah, or the Sukkos that they had. It always commemorates something. The Shaila is what exactly Rosh Chodesh, what the meaning is, and what it commemorates. Now we say Rosh Chodeshim La'amcha Nasata Zman Kapora L'chol Toldoisam. On Yom Kippur, we say it's the Chag HaMatzah, it's Man Cheresenu. On Shavuos, it says Man Matan Teresenu. On Sukkos, we say it's Man Simchaseinu. Here we say it's Man Kapora, the Chol Toldei Son, B'yosem Makrivu Lefanecha, Zivchei Ratzim. What is Rosh Chodesh's Man of? It's his Man of Kapora. That's a very strange sign, it's a Man of Kapora in the sense that I don't think any of us know what is exactly the kapara of Rosh Chodesh. Where in Rosh Chodesh is it kapara? We know some people keep Erev Rosh Chodesh as Yom Kippur Katan. But what in Rosh Chodesh is man kapara l'chol toldeisam b'yosem makrivu l'nechzei ratzim? What's this man kapara? Now there's a Gemara that says that the Rabbanu Shimon said on Rosh Chodesh that kaviyachol, I need a kapara because I was mamayit the levana. It's such a chazal, but it doesn't explain why this mod was after with us. What's a man kapara l'chol toldeisam? So it needs a hesber. We said Rosh Chodesh is a man kapara. What exactly the idea of zman kapara is? And I'd like to try to explain it. And one more question regarding Rosh Chodesh, and then I'll try to get to the nekuda. There's a Gemara in Tainis, Daf Chachesam and Beis. Hello, Dicky Gemara. The Gemara says, Rav Ikloi LeBavel. As many of you know, Rav and Shmuel moved to Bavel. They opened the yeshiva in Surah and Pampadisa. The two yeshivas were started by Rav and Shmuel. So the Gemara tells us that Rav was born and lived in Eretz Yisrael. He went to Bavel. So he came there on Rosh Chodesh. Chazina, the Kakori Halel, Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Yarcha. The Gemara says he saw they were saying Halal on Rosh Chodesh. Sovereign Mifsekinu, he wanted to stop them. Why say Rosh Chodesh on? Why say Halal on Rosh Chodesh? Rav never heard of such a thing. Say Halal on Rosh Chodesh. Sovereign Mifsekinu. So apparently he was nervous to correct them on that, because he was delaying. Kima the Kachazu, the Kamidalgi Deluge. When Rav saw that they only sang half Halal, not like a regular Yom Tov, Omer Shema Minag Aveseinu B'Yadayim. Shema Minag, it's a minig. We say Halal Omer Shchaydish, that's the way it is. We only say Halal Omer Shchaydish. So Rav Tzadik is medayik from here that it wasn't the old minig at the time of the Beis Hamikdash. Rav was after the Churban. B'zman Beis Hamikdash, there was no minig to say Halal Omer Shchaydish. That the Halal Rosh Chodesh started with the Golos. So weiter, it needs a hesber, it needs explanation. Rosh Chodesh is Rosh Chodesh, whatever it is, it is. And from where does it come, this idea that that in Golos, suddenly Rosh Chodesh becomes somehow a bigger Yom Tov? So I'd like to share with you the Yisoid of Rosh Chodesh. This is something that Rav Gedalia Shor Zitzal used to speak about often. Rav Shor was nifter when I was my second, third year in Beis Medrash. So the truth is, I don't remember that many of his shmuzen, but this was a popular theme that he spoke about all the time, and I'm sure Rav Gedalia it's there as well. He said the Nakuda of Rosh Chodesh, which is also the Nakuda of Kapara, as I'll try to explain, the Nakuda of Rosh Chodesh is Hischatshus, is renewal. Rosh Chodesh, by definition, is a new beginning, a new counting. It's not Pesach. Pesach is not a new counting. Pesach is a separate Yomtiv. It's not an ordinary day. It's not a weekday. Sukkot is not a... I mean, you could use Sukkot for Hischatshus, but Sukkot itself is chutz begeder of the Yom Pshutim of the year. Rosh Chodesh is a symbol of Hischatshus, starting something new. And we say in Kiddush Levana that Klal Yisrael is nimshal to Levana, Shem Asidim Lischadish Kamaisa, because Klal Yisrael has the power of Hischatshus. The aside of Rosh Chodesh is the ability to be mechad, to be nischadesh, to have hischatshus. That's the idea. That's the concept. Now, not everyone gets all excited about Rosh Chodesh that they should connect to it, but that's the potential of Rosh Chodesh. Is that the reason we mechadesh Levana is we stop and we take note that the Levana is a new Levana. What does it mean? It's a new Levana. The Levana we call a Meilid. It's born. That means the light of the Levana every month, it's not last month's light all over again. It's something new. Leida is something new that comes around. It's not the old thing coming back. Meilid means a Leida, something that's coming new. It's coming new. The first of the month, there's a slim sliver of moon. And as the month goes on, it gets bigger and bigger. So far, all the months of my life, after half the month, it's starting to get smaller again. Someday, it's not going to happen. Someday, after the 15th of the month, the Levana is going to continue to get bigger and brighter and continue. And that's Yemais HaMashiach. Yemais HaMashiach is a time where the Levana doesn't stop. The Klal Yisrael is Nimshal Levana. We say Yia Ora Levana Karachama. We say in the Kiddush Levana, there'll be a month with that light. It's not going to stop on the 15th of the month and get smaller again. It's going to keep on going. And it happened once. It happened once by Yitzias Mitzrayim, which was on the 15th of the month. It says Laila Kayom Yoyer, the night of Yitzias Mitzrayim, the moon was bright like the sun. The light of Geula just kept on going. So that means that Rosh Chodesh symbolizes a Hischatshus that could keep on going. Most of the time in your life, you have Hischatshus, it wears off, and then you have to start again. The Kayach of Klal Yisrael to have a new Hischatshus all the time is that it has the potential to become the Or HaGeula. It has potential to become a bright light. In our lives, the Kayach Hischatshus is the secret to being a happy person. It's the secret to being an optimistic person. And it goes hand in hand. It's the secret to be a person who gets up and goes and does and accomplishes. It all has to do with the Kayach Hischatshus. Because everyone gets knocked down. Everyone wears out or gets bored of the accustomed to the good things in life, and they don't have so much meaning anymore. They don't mean so much. The first time you get a bank statement and on the bottom by total it says $1 million, it's going to feel good. You'll see. Take it from me. The first time it's going to feel very good, but 6 months later it's not going to feel so good anymore. It's not going to matter that much. And it's a very, very hard thing to believe until you're there. Last night, a lawyer a firm fellow, somebody I know very well, met with me. He has a client who at one time put a chunk of money in an investment fund, a charitable investment fund. And punked, of all his investments, the charity is the one that hit it big. He says it's worth $500 million. And he's trying to get this man, who's in his 70s, to start giving it out. It's like a family foundation. It's worth now a charitable foundation, over $500 million, and he's trying to get him to distribute it. He was talking to me about, like, how much can you force a person to do it? You know, he's trying to get him to distribute it. So I said, $500 million? Like a million, I understand, you get used to. But $500 million? And that's not all his money. That's this money. He said, you don't understand. Every month, there's a bottom line value. He doesn't want next month it should be less than last month. Like, he doesn't want it to go down. He's willing, if it goes up this month, a few million, he'll give half of that it went up. But once you have a line, it's not, you know, it's just you get used to it. Human beings have a tremendous capacity to get used to things, get bored with things, and not feel excited about it anymore. The kayach of Rosh Chodesh is the kayach of Hiskachus. In the time of the Beis Hamikdash, it was also important. It wasn't so important. When Klal Yisrael went to Golus, and suddenly Klal Yisrael, we used to it. When Golus 2,000 years. But in Rav's generation, this was all new news. This is all things that just happened fairly recently. And Klal Yisrael went to Golus. And the idea of Hey Masidu Mishadish Kamaisa of Hiskachos became suddenly central. Even though we went to Golus, we'll be in the Mishadish again. Now Klal Yisrael started to say Halal on Rosh Chodesh. Started to say a Halal, and the Halal on Rosh Chodesh is the ability to feel a sense of Hiskachos. So that explains the Gemara and Brachos, why there's the sense of Hiskachos comes more after the Golus. This is where it's other grinds, that it comes more after the Golus. And what does that have to do with kapara? Zaman kapara l'cholta adaisam yais makrim l'shnedecha zivchei ratzim. So I'll tell you what has to do with kapara. See, kapara means forgiveness. It does. That's not the root of kapara. L'chaper is to clean. It's to make good going forward. So forgiveness makes good going forward. But as opposed to the words mechila, Yemeichel is only a word l'sha'avar. It has nothing to do with the yasid. Meila. L'chaper, kapara, has to do with cleaning things for the future. Making things with a newness. So Ashur writes in Dar Gedaliyahu that really there should be Aliyah L'Regel all 12 Rosh Chodashim. Really, there should be Aliyah L'Regel. There's a Medrash like that. The Medrash says that Yom Tovim, the three Yom Tovim are connected to three Avos, and the 12 Rosh Chodesh are connected to 12 Shvatim. Everyone's a Yom Tov. So Ashur says we're not Aliyah L'Regel, even the Zambis and Migdash, because it would get boring. It would be no Hiskachos. Every month, the Aliyah L'Regel. Get tired of it. Get tired of it. Every month, the Aliyah L'Regel. So Klal Yisrael is not capable of a hischachus of that sort all the time. But Lamaista, Rosh Chodesh is a hischachus. There's a karban chatas, there's a kapara that's brought on Rosh Chodesh. And since a kapara is brought on Rosh Chodesh, it's zman kapara l'chol tadais. And how is it zman kapara? The zman kapara is the potential for hischachus. Is the potential to be mischachus. We find that if somebody kills b'shaygeg, he goes to an ir miklat. You all know there are 48, right? There are 6 main ari miklat and 42 additional ari elavim. There are 48 ari miklat. Why does he go to ir miklat for a shaygeg? Shaygeg made a mistake. It's awful. He made a mistake. I killed somebody. But how does that come to ir miklat? How is ir miklat a kapara? The person who doesn't have Aveira b'shaygeg, he was lacking a certain siyata d'shmaya. A sefer Torah falls on the floor, chalim. You have to fast. Why do you have to fast? If someone threw it on the floor, I understand you have to fast. That's the Makar by Chizkiah, where somebody ripped a Sefer Torah and they fasted. But if it fell by mistake, why should someone have to fast? If someone opens it up an Aron Kodesh, and the Shlomazel yesterday put the Sefer in crooked, and all you did, you opened the Aron Kodesh and it fell out, it wasn't your fault, it was his fault. Why are you fasting? So the biur is that by Shaygigim, a person should have a Siyata Dishmaya, it shouldn't happen to him. A person with a Siyata Dishmaya, it's not going to happen to him. It didn't happen to Rav Moshe's Beis Medrash, then I said, for Torah should fall. Because Rav Moshe was there. A certain level of connection that it shouldn't happen. That someone should kill Bishayeg, it shouldn't happen. It shouldn't happen. Now, people make mistakes. The same mistake, one time, could cause an accident that kills somebody, and one time that doesn't kill somebody. But a person who connects to the Rabbi Nishal Olam, he has that connection that Shagigim shouldn't happen. When it happens, it's a wake-up call. We're not talking about a Rasha, someone didn't have Erev Amazed. We're talking about a Karvachat, somebody didn't have Erev B'Shagig. An Erev B'Shagig is a wake-up call. So what do you do by an Erev B'Shagig? You bring a carbon, you go to the Beis HaMikdash. You go to the Beis HaMikdash. What's the Beis HaMikdash? You mizdabek to Kedusha. You have a tvekas to Kedusha. What's Dari Miklat? It's Dari Elavim. Dari Elavim. And Dari Elavim, what places they sat on the whole day? The Rambam says the Levim were the Kedulim of that generation. Dari Elavim was a whole city, a Kedul city. You know, Kiryat Sefer. And they're all learning there, and you put them in. Now some guys was torture. Oh no, don't send me there. Right? They're learning all day. But for somebody who understood that if he killed the Shagig, he's missing Siyata Dishmaya, he needs to be Mizdabek to Torah, to avoid that Yir Shemayim, to Rabbi Nishalom. So that the 40 Ari Mikla were Ari Kapara. They were Ari Kapara. The idea is the idea of Hischatshus, the idea of being able to feel a sense of something new, starting again, and looking for opportunities to have something new. Now I have to tell you, I have a son who's very into Nachum Breslov's writing, Breslov is Svarim. So about a year ago I was learning Ari Miklat. Said, oh, I have a great one for you. This one you're going to want to say all, but you see I'm saying it all. He said that there are 48 Ari Miklat, right? 6 and 42. So he said that as Manas said, we don't have Ari Miklat. He said, Shema Yisrael, Shema Lekein Hashem Echad is 6 words. And V'yahavta to Levisha Recha is 42 words. Said, the Ari Miklat of Bizman Hazeh, the connection is Shema. It's Shema. Now who connected where? So what was the difference between the 42 cities and the 6 cities? Anybody know? The 6 cities were Be'etzam Ari Miklat. You didn't have to pay rent. You didn't pay rent. You could throw someone out of his apartment and take it if he didn't kill the Shagig. The 6 are Be'etzam Ari Miklat. The 42 also work as Ari Miklat. So the poor person would go to the 6. A wealthier person would be happy with one of the 42. Doesn't need free rent. Same thing. Someone who's stronger, he could connect to the Rabbi Nishal Island with Mezuzah Espisecho Visharecha, with Tafis Ben Inecha. A Shvach person, a weak person, has to go to the 6. The poor person has to go to Shema Yisrael, has to go back to Shema Yisrael, to have that connection, that is Dapkus. So it's interesting. I went to look. This is a real Chassidish Shofarot, right? So I went to Reitz HaChachma to see where it originates from. So Reitz HaChachma brings all the Chassidim. He brings the Gerer, one of the Gerer, is Achidu Shirim, I think, and Abda Rav, Da'iv Yisrael, all great Gedolim. But Chassidish Torah is also Torah, don't get me wrong. Then I'm learning Rav Schwab's Sefer on Tefillah. And guess what? Rav Schwab says it. Rav Schwab says it. Rav Schwab says, what's Kriya Shema? That's Kriya Shema. It's an opportunity to connect again. When things don't go, it's an opportunity to connect again It's an opportunity of his chachos. Every Shmoneh Esrei, I don't know about you, but you know, I always have a problem having kavanah in Shmoneh Esrei. Every time I start one, I think, wow, this is going to be the one. Right? This is the one I'm going to have kavanah all the way through. Eventually. But it's always something new. A new Shema is a new Shema. Gradam, my oldest son, who no one would accuse of learning Breslov Hasvarim, after he heard this, he came back to me and he said, you know what? He looked in Shmoneh Esrei. Hashem's Fasai Tiftach Ufi Yagit Ilasecha, 6 words. And the first bracha is 42 words. Alei Dabar, interesting. So there's also this, whatever the Rem is in Shema, it's a Rem is in Shmoneh Esrei also. Subsequently, I saw in Pirkei Rav Elazar, it says the Mem Ches Nevi'im are also connected to Mem Ches Ari Miklat. But it doesn't say what the six are. Like what six out of the 48? So getting this far, I wanted to try to figure it out. So I figured maybe there are six from before Matan Torah. Matraya Madrega. I looked, Rashi and Megillah counts to 48. He only has 5. Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Moshe Aaron. There's 5 before Matan Torah. That was my theory. Except Rashi only counts 47. It says the 48th any day Amihu. That's what Rashi says. And I don't know who he is. So if that last one is before Matan Torah, then Mashtikal Torah, you know, then somehow it fits. But what? So someone mentioned 48 Kinyanim, but I don't know how to divide the 6 into 48. But okay. So wherever you'll find 48, we'll try to fit it in. But the point is this. The point is that the Zaman Kapar al-Chol Tal Daisam is an idea. It's the idea, whole on your side of Rosh Chodesh is Chachos. And today we don't have that Rosh Chodesh in the Beis HaMikdash. We certainly not have the regular Rosh Chodesh. So then it remains at least a reminder. Where's this Chachos? So either Kriya Shema or Shmoneh Esrei, the opportunities for a person to remind himself to be a Mishkadish. Now the idea to be able to have Hiskadshus is important in your entire life. It's important in Avodas Hashem, it's important in Bein Ish LeIshtei, it's important in Bein Adam LaChaveira, it's important in friendship, it's important everywhere. There are many, many people have good relations with a friend, let's say, a good relationship, and something goes sour and they get angry and it's all over. It's because the relationship soured before that thing they got angry about. They get bored. People get bored with a relationship. You have a friend, treasure it. Treasure a friendship. A friendship is a lot. A friendship is meaningful. Human beings need a meaningful relationship with another human being. Meaningful means someone you care about and someone cares about you. You know, a human being needs it. A person can't live in a mitzvah, you know, he lives himself. Some people think, live yourself, that's great. Not great. A person by himself is not a complete person. Marriage needs a schachus. That's why they're hilchus nida. There's a new schachus every month. And that's the idea of the cycle of the year, where the year goes from hot to cold. There's constant hischachos in the weather, and a healthy person picks up on it and takes opportunities for hischachos. I told you many times that by the Siyum Hashas there's a sense of hischachos, and that I know somebody who starts brachis and that's it every 7.5 years, and he told it to me b'lashon yiyush, and I told him it's not so terrible. Every 7.5 years to learn brachis is also something, and I'm right, Mister. No, it's also something. Hischachos is something, even though by definition it wears off. So Rosh Chodesh comes. Now you have to realize we don't look at the sky. The bench Rosh Chodesh, the Levani, you're obligated to look at the sky. We don't look at the sky. Once upon a time, human beings looked at the sky all the time. Before there were clocks and watches, how could you tell what time it was? You looked at the sky. If it wasn't a cloudy day, you looked at where the sun is, and you realized that it's before noon, it's afternoon. So, what are you doing? You don't have a watch. You have to look at the sky. if it's a cloudy day, it's very hard to figure out when you can daven mincha, when you can daven ma'ariv. The Gemara is a case. Gemara is a case where the Makabal Shabbos, they daven ma'ariv. And then the clouds parted and the sun was still up in the sky. They thought it was night. The Gemara says, what do you do? What do you do about ma'ariv? But people looked at the sky all the time. And the status of the Levana was something that was very, very real. And Klai Yisrael's Nimshul Levana. That idea of a constant hischatshus is Klai Yisrael. It's the ability of Klai Yisrael to be mischadish no matter what happens. Other umis disappear and they don't come back. So man kapara l'chol todaisam is this kapara. The kapara is a karbachatos. Karbachatos is a shaygeg, which requires a person to connect to Rabbi Nishloim again, and that's his man kapara. They brought these karbanos. But that ability to be, to have a schachus is something you have to be conscious of, because if you're not conscious of it, we run from day to day, from thing to thing, and we fail to appreciate the things we have in life. We really do. Moedim is probably the most important bracha in Shmoneh Esrei legabe moving forward. Legabe moving forward. Now, Moedim is thanking Hashem for the past. Moedim, the stipler, has a piece in brachas. He says, what happens if you don't have kavanah in the first bracha? Yeah, the Shmoneh Esrei is not a Shmoneh Esrei, you don't have kavanah. So he brings from one of the Rishayim that having kavanah and Moedim is the same. First bracha, I understand, it's the beginning. The beginning, you know, the schachus begin in the first bracha, right, 6 and 42. What's with Moedim? I didn't count how many words are in Moedim. But Moedim is appreciation, it's the schachus. You say Moedim with kavanah, you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for bringing you to the point you are. And it's a sense of gratitude to Rabbi Nishalim, where he brought you. He brought you to this point. Where'd you come from? It's a sense of gratitude. Val kulam used to bother me. Al kulam is baruch. What's val kulam? It's redundant. You just said ma'idim. We thank Hashem. Then val kulam. We thank you. But when you get into ma'idim and you really feel thankful to the Rabbi Nishalayim, val kulam is great. You thank Hashem and then you reiterate val kulam is baruch. Ramis nasei shulcha. Hischatshus is an opportunity. The opportunity is all around you for hischatshus. There are always opportunities. There are moments. And whether Rosh Chodesh does it for you or doesn't do it for you, whether being Mekadosh Levana does it or doesn't do it, in everything you do, the opportunities of hischatshus. Every time you daven Shmoneh Esrei, every daven time you say Shema, every time you start a new sugya and you're learning a new sugya and a mesechta, it's an opportunity for hischatshus. That defines Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is defined by his chachos. Let me tell you one last thing about Rosh Chodesh. There's one other thing about Rosh Chodesh which is highly unusual, and everyone does it, and most people have no idea why. Before Musaf today, you took off your tefillin, right? Before Musaf, you take off your tefillin. Did you ever hear of such a thing? A kepeda to not wear tefillin? Well, why? Why do you think of your tefillin? It's a kepeda to not wear tefillin. Why are you makpid not to wear tefillin? Now, most people think, I don't know if most people think, but if they think, I think if you ask most people, they'll say, well, it's like Shabbos and Yom Tov, you don't wear tefillin, so Muslim Rosh Chodesh, you don't wear tefillin. That's a good story. But in Shulchan Aruch, it says, the reason is because you say keser. And by keser, you don't wear tefillin. What does it mean? What does it mean by keser, you don't wear tefillin? Who can explain this one to me? Like I'm davening b'yechidus and I'm not going to say keser, then I could wear tefillin. Ashkenaz doesn't say the word keser, right? But what does it have to do? It says that. So they do wear tefillin. They also don't wear tefillin. So I'll tell you the truth, I would never figure it out. Rav Schwab in Parashas Ekev has a small piece. You can look at it, Parashas Ekev, Perek Yud Aleph. You can look at it, I'll tell you what I think he's saying. I think he's saying the following. He says that Keser, you have to know the background. Keser, you'll know from Sfira Saima, there are the seven meters Tferes. There's Chesed, Gevura, Chesed, Gevura, Tferes, Netzach, Chai, the seven Malchus, the seven. So there are really three more. Yeah, three more. Chachma, Bina, and Keser. Keser is the tenth, is the highest Madrei. The Keser is a crown. Now, whatever it means regarding those ten, the Keser of a person, the crown of a person, is his ability to be a Baicher. The only way a human being is like the Rabbi Nishalayim is Hashem gave Bechira. Otherwise, you're like an animal. The person has Bechira. Keser is of a human being is Bechira. Keser Yinu Lecha means that we surrender our Keser to Ratzon Hashem. That's the idea. Keser Yinu Lecha is the idea that we surrender our Ratzon to Ratzon Hashem. Now, obviously, you go to somebody who could talk in Kabbalistic terms, they'll tell you exactly what it means. But Rav Schwab explains that it's this idea. The point is, if you want to have this conscious of Rosh Chodesh, you have to be a regular guy. To have this conscious just when you're wearing tefillin, to have this conscious just when it's a day you're sitting at the Pesach Seder, to have his kachus in the sukkah or a mountain Torah on Shavuos, it's nice. But it's not what Rosh Chodesh is really about. Rosh Chodesh is about an eschachus in Golos, eschachus without the tefillin, eschachus without the sukkah, without the Pesach Seder. It's about being able to renew yourselves. If you don't renew yourselves, you're going to suffer your whole life. What's an optimistic person? What does it mean to be optimistic? Some people, they just have a can-do attitude. Even though they flop five times, the sixth time they're convinced they can do it. Are they normal? Of course they're normal. A little child is that way. Take a little kid, a little child, he can do whatever you tell him. He might not want to. But able? He's able to do anything. Until you get all the static of the adult life. A human being by nature should be an optimistic person. Should be optimistic. You can do it. You can make it happen. You can make it work. I didn't know you could do it. You're not worse than the next guy. You can do it. Being optimistic is having a sense of eschatus. You have to be able to have a sense of renewal. You get up in the morning. The sun came up today. What do you know? Pretty good. Well, you have to appreciate. You know, when I go swimming in the morning, the fellow at the desk also always asks me, how you doing? Now, it's not a compliment. He asks everyone, how you doing? He says, how you doing? So I tell him, well, the first 50 years were good. I hope the next 50 years will be good too. That's what I tell. But it's an attitude. If I say it many times, I say it enough, maybe I'll really feel that way. You know? So it's an attitude. You have to get yourself to have that attitude. It's a positive attitude. It's a smiling attitude. It's an attitude that if things go wrong, they can go well the next time. If they go wrong again, they could go well the next time. They could not go well, but they also could go well. It depends what you want to dwell on. His conscious is to start again. To start again, not to get bored by the sameness of life. It's that way you're learning. It's that way you're davening. It's that way you've been on machaveh. Anything meaningful. It's that way in a business also. A business that's not run with optimism, it's not going to work. If you go to a doctor and he says, I don't think the surgery will work, but if you want, I'll try it. Go to someone else. He's saying, I don't think it'll work, but if you want, I'll try it. Just find somebody else. Because when a person is pessimistic, it plays itself out that way. So you're going to have plenty of Rosh Chodeshim in your lives. You have 12 or 13 a year. And there are opportunities. You probably won't think about it on Rosh Chodesh, because one of the problems with Rosh Chodesh is that you have to fit in that long davening into your little slot in the morning. But at least when you look at the Levana, you're Mechadish Levana, you're supposed to wear Big Day Yom Tov, right? Supposed to be Matzah Shabbos, you should be wearing Big Day Shabbos. What's Big Day Shabbos about the Levana? It's predictable. You know why? It's not the same new Levana as last month. It's a mailed. There's something that's being born new. There's something new. There's new potential. there's new possibilities, something new can happen. You know something? If every time you're mechadish, you feel it could be new, it could be better, one day it will be. One day it will be. One day it will be better. One day you'll learn brachas and you'll learn Shabbos Ne'erevin also. One day you'll start the Shmei Ne'esrei and you'll have a better Shmei Ne'esrei. One day you'll have his chachos with the chavrusa and the chavrusa shuffle stick. But if you can't have this chachos, it can't work. Zaman kapara l'chol todaisam. It's a zman of starting again. Zman of kapara, of cleaning up your act for the whole Bria. And that's the idea of Rosh Chodesh. And that's all we need. That's all we need for always. The ability is chachos. Gedal Yeshua, that was his key word. You know, sometimes people give a shmuz and it always comes back. Some people give a shmuz, it always comes back to Lashon Hara. Shmuel Birnbaum, wherever he started, it came back to his mother. You know, he could talk about anything. And, you know, Rabbi Victor Miller always came back to learning Musa. For sure, it always came back to Schachos. Schachos, new, renewal. Don't be afraid. You fall 10 times. A child falls 10 times and he tries to walk again. You fall 10 times, do it again. Don't give up on yourselves. That's Schachos. I wish everybody a good Shabbos and a good Chodesh as well.